Coach put his hands up, palms facing me, as if to stop me from even thinking about responding. Then he continued, "No, no, you know who's really, really tired? Your mother. She's so tired, so tired, and she's going to be even more exhausted when she hears about your suspension." "Come on, Coach," I begged. "That's messed up." "Come on, nothing," Coach said, like every old black person says when they don't have a good comeback. He grabbed my shoulder and stood me straight. "Bending over cuts off your air," he said. "We stand straight up at all times, understand?" I nodded, now understanding what was happening. I was being punished after all. This was Coach's way of telling me that I better stop acting up in school. If this was what the consequences of getting sent to Mr. Marshall's office were going to be every time, I'd rather have him just call my mother. "Now, Mr. Better Than Bolt, get back on the line." Coach made me do the sprint 2 or 3 more times before finally letting up. And the only reason I think he let me stop was because my sprint had broken down into that weird, sloppy trot the tall, skinny kid, Sonny, had done at the practice the previous day. My shirt was gone. I had peeled it off and thrown it on the field just in case the wet cotton was weighing me down or something. My legs had pretty much clocked out, but instead of letting me just sit down and rest, Coach told me to walk it off. "Walk it off?" I asked, annoyed and confused and almost ready to cry. "Yeah, just walk around the track. It'll cool your body down slowly." But I didn't want my body to cool down slowly. I wanted it to cool down immediately. So, yeah, at this point, I had pretty much made up my mind that track was the dumbest sport ever. I mean, you gotta move to warm up and move to cool down? Don't make no sense. Cool down should be, I don't know, some juice and an icy or something like that, not no walk. Once I finished the first lap, Coach told me to take one more, and about halfway around the second lap of me mumbling under my breath about how stupid all this was, I could see the other runners, my new teammates, showing up, dropping their sports bags and water bottles and all that on the track, some of their parents trailing behind.